Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the sermons, Soldiers for Christ Jesus. The sermons, Soldiers for Christ Jesus. Our text is coming from 2 Timothy. Our devotional reading is 2 Timothy 2 and 3, which reads as follows. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your magnificent glory. We thank you for your understanding and your mercy that you have called us, Father, to your marvelous light, that we may be able to be in your war, Father, as a soldier, Father, that we may be able, Father, to overcome this world and the enemies in this world. And the enemies in, Father, the church, and the enemy that call themselves Christians. Oh, Father, we just thank you, and we magnify you for your knowledge. We magnify you for your wisdom and understanding, Father, to be a disciple, Father, according to all of your will and all of your purpose. Oh, God, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all this morning. Amen. Again, we are talking about the sermons, Soldiers for Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul is addressing Timothy in his pastoral letters to Timothy to be able to give Timothy some understanding of what's going to be taking place, amen, in the church, amen. Most of us are thinking that our enemies, amen, are going to come from the outside, amen. But in reading Paul's messages and Paul's epistles, amen, I am quickly understanding that our enemies, amen, are coming from within the church, amen, hallelujah. The imposter, amen, the masqueraders, amen, the ones who are here to deceive. Amen. Even in this particular text, the enemy came from within. Hallelujah. I said the enemy came from within, whom Paul, amen, acknowledged as Philegius and Hermeneges, amen, who was part of the church in Asia Minor. Amen, that Paul said in verse 15 of 1, amen, amen, that this is thou knowest that all they which are in Asia, amen, be turned away from me, of whom are Philegius and Hermeneges, amen, whom which they turned the people away, amen. The reason why they turned the people away is because they was preaching another doctrine, amen, hallelujah. I said they was preaching another doctrine. And again, people are willing to believe falseness rather than the truth. And because of it, amen, the ones that are preaching the truth are going to suffer in God's kingdom, hallelujah. And therefore, he was telling Timothy, starting at verse 3, amen, verse 1, he says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among witness, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. So therefore we are recommended, we are commanded, I'm sorry, to wait patiently behind God's power due to the hardness of the rebellion, amen, of those that are destitute in their hearts. Oh God. And we have to remember that we are the ones that are chosen, amen. We did not enlist in an army. God chose us to be in his kingdom, that we may carry out his glory, amen, that he has established here on earth. Amen. The scripture said that no man, remember, no man that God has chosen, hallelujah, no man that would entangle himself with the affairs of this life. Amen. Those that are understanding are learned in the word of God. Don't get entangled. This word entangled meaning as the same as the braiding of the ham. We don't entangle ourselves in worldly matters because we know that we have kingdom matters to take care of. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. He said that we may please him that have chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. God chosen us to be a soldier, church, that we may carry out his orders, his plan that he had, amen, in this earth. Amen. That we may be able to understand by the studying of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 13, amen, 1 Timothy chapter 1, 13 says, hold fast, amen, to a form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah. Hold fast to these words. Amen. Amen. And these are the words that you have learned. Amen. These are the words that you and I have studied. Amen. So that we ourselves won't be deceived. Amen. Because the deception is coming from the church, from the pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. That we may fall victim of this. Amen. Hallelujah. The word chaka in the Greek is a word that means gangrene. It's a disease that spreads. Oh God. Hallelujah. This is what false doctrine is like. Hallelujah. And it has spread it throughout the church, amen. The false doctrine and the false traditions, amen, of the church, amen, have spread it to the people, and the people are believing and serving devils rather than Christ. Hallelujah. Well, you ain't got to give me a witness because, amen, I know the truth, and I know the church is doing this today, amen, and the church got its members following devils, hallelujah, oh God, and they think they're following God in which they're not. Paul is warning Timothy, who is his soldier, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, he said, verse 5, he said, if a man also strive for masteries, amen, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Amen, amen. Meaning that you have to do what you do as in the kingdom of God lawfully, amen. Oh God, not full of iniquity. The word is iniquity, it means lawlessness. Amen. Hallelujah. Meaning you can't be full of sin. Amen. Hallelujah. And know you a soldier for Christ Jesus. You can't be entangled yourself like this, oh God, knowing that you are in a war. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture said a husbandman laboring must be the first partakers of the fruit. Consider that I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Do you have understanding, church? Do you have understanding? Amen. If one have understanding of the gospel, they will not be serving devils. Can I get a witness here? They will not be persuaded out of the way of God's word. Amen. But yet the church is disobedient right now today, listening to these foul words in the pulpit today, amen, and yet serving devils, amen, serving unholy things and calling them holy days and traditions, amen. But yet there are traditions of men, oh God, hallelujah, but yet the ministers who call themselves leaders of the church, have they petitioners, amen, serving and worshiping idols? Oh God, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Can anybody understand it? Amen. Wherefore I suffer travel. Paul wanted understand, amen, Brother Timothy, that he's going to suffer trouble because of these inside out attack, amen, till I get a witness here. No more thinking that the enemy is on the outside. The enemy is all up on the inside of the church, amen. Poking dots and darts and arrows in our heart. Every day our mind is filtrated with this stake coming from the pulpit, that we are able to sit there and listen to this, knowing that it is evil. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, wherefore we suffer as an evildoer, even unto bounds. But the word of God is not bound. Hallelujah. How many of you all know that the word of God is not bound? If it was, it wouldn't be doing what it was just doing today. And I believe in the truth, amen. I'm going to continue to preach the truth. No matter how many people dislike me or dislike what I stand for, amen. Because I know that the truth is needed to be preached, amen. Because of all of the wolves, amen, that's inside the church, amen, and these fancy suits and these fancy cars preaching, amen, unwanted doctrine, amen, a fiery doctrine from hell, knowing that they're leading the flock astray. Oh, God, he said in verse 10, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, amen. So when you suffer, you know that you're enduring this, amen, for the elect's sake, amen, for the body of Christ, because the body of Christ know not what they're doing, amen. Hallelujah. They are not learners of the word of God. A learner is a disciple. If you truly have learned the word of God, you will stay away from these evil traditions. You will stay away from these evil doctrines. Know the word of God. Study to show yourself approved. A workman. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he said, they have made also obtained the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, the eternal glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Many of us are suffering, amen, because of we are listening to a faulty doctrine. I come by to let you know today, amen, that the enemy, amen, is this doctrine, amen. The enemy is this tradition, amen. The whole thing that Paul was fighting against, amen, was doctrine and tradition of men that came from within the church. Not enemies that you will know about, ones that look like sheep, amen, but they ravishing wolves in the inside. I come by to let you know today, these are the wolves that a soldier needs to be trained to watch out for. Paul said we need to point these people out so that we will know who they are. Oh, God. We will know who they are because they are deceivers, influencing the masses to be able for Father, to turn away from the gospel, hallelujah, into fables, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, is in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, is throughout this whole text, Paul, you mentioned the doctrine and the false teaching and how these people, amen, are going to deceive many. Listen to me, church. But many of us are still following these wolves. Oh, God, we are following these wolves, and we are finding ourselves in bondage to these wolves. The goal that Peter had for Timothy, amen, was brought to the ending of this chapter, amen. Amen, to let you know what we're fighting against, amen. The scripture said in verse 25, amen, of chapter 2, it says, in meekness, instructing, meaning giving them the true doctrine, instruct them in the true doctrine, amen. Amen. Those that are opposed themselves, amen. How do they oppose themselves? By listening to the wolves, amen. The wolves entangle them, amen. Amen. In the world, amen. They entangle their mind to believe certain things that are not true, that is made up and created, amen, only to deceive them. Hallelujah. And that's the church today, amen. The scriptures say they oppose themselves, amen. Amen. If God prevention will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. The way that you repent is the way that you acknowledge the truth. Amen. He said, but God have to give you that ability. That's the why you see when people say that they repent, they go back into the same thing over and over. That's not true repentance. God didn't give them true repentance because he knows just as well as I know that they still are worshiping these idols. They still obeying these faulty gods and these faulty devils. Hallelujah. He knows it just as well as I know. But yet, amen, we are calling ourselves soldiers for Christ Jesus. If we are true soldiers for Christ Jesus, we are warning these people, amen, about these wolves. Hallelujah. Verse 26, saying they that may recover themselves, hallelujah, out of the snare of the devil, the web of a devil, amen, hallelujah, oh God, the web of a demonion, devil, amen, hallelujah. The way of all the devil, amen, hallelujah. The scripture say, who are taken captive by him at will. Oh, God. Meaning that the devil has taken them captive at will. So it's no more, amen, Holy Ghost driving. The devil is driving, amen, their vehicle, amen. Can I get a witness here? So we are soldiers in Christ's army, amen. This is what Paul is telling Timothy. This is what we are up against. Those that are opposed, who are against themselves in their own mind, amen, and their own soul, and have entangled themselves up with the devil, amen. In this life, we are against that, and they are in the church, hallelujah, and the church are the victim. Oh God, they've been taken captive. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And our job as soldiers, amen, is to instruct them so that they will have an opportunity, amen, oh God, listen to it, to recover what they have forfeited to the devil, amen. Can we get a witness here? Can you do that, soldier? Can you work God's army for that? Can you do that? Can you teach your brother? Can you instruct your sister to be able to get out of the enemy zone? Oh, God, I come by to let you know today, amen, that the devil is holding Christians captive, amen, by way of deception, by way of tradition, by way of man's way, that they are able, amen, oh God, not to hear the word of God, amen. And it's our job that have been called by Christ Jesus to instruct them on the way back, amen, to receive in God's glory. Hallelujah. I say to receive in God's glory. Amen. We are to instruct them in God's truth. Amen. Hallelujah. We are to instruct them, I said, in God's truth.